This government very much understands the concerns farmers have and are working to make sure that they are accommodated in relation to a balanced, proportionate outcome here. But really importantly, that we do have a really good nature restoration law, one that does actually provide the platform for ensuring that we actually have a strong nature and good biodiversity recovery into the future, because that's more important for farmers than it is for everyone. Something I've been working on with government colleagues, and it's something I've been working on with fellow European agriculture ministers at Council of Minister level. I do believe the changes that we have got and have now been agreed with other agriculture ministers through the Council of Ministers, that they bring deal with a lot of the challenges and issues I would have seen at the outset, and do bring balance and proportionality to this law. Obviously, a lot of the discussion in the last few weeks has been around what's happening at European Parliament level, because the Parliament is a co-decision maker in relation to this. And I do hope and I expect, and from the soundings I'm taking, I think we're seeing the Parliament move now closer to where the Council of Ministers has been at. And I think if we see that, we will get a balanced and proportionate outcome. It is important we get a nature restoration law to provide the policy and platform across the European Union to actually deal with the really concerning situation that concerns farmers and concerns everyone in society, where we have seen nature become diminished in the last generation or two. We can't afford to see that continue.